Time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by WNS Appliance in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
How's Chris this morning?
I'm doing all right. Yourself?
Not terrible. Chilly, but...
Yeah, so cool.
Yeah,
getting chilled. Used to that.
Chilled, not frozen. 29 degrees outside right now. I try to make sense of the weather this time of the year. It is what it is. And it's getting to that time of the year where we're going to start to see some stuff. I actually saw some snow yesterday.
Yeah.
Didn't accumulate.
A little while.
Won't really see anything. I mean, it's not measurable. There's nothing there. It won't show up in the records. But anybody who was outside yesterday knows that it was dropping flakes.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting there, aren't we?
Getting there.
Yeah. Get the snowblower ready. Kendall Warren's in with us here this morning. He'd like to tell us all about WNS Appliance today. Kendall, how are you this morning?
Very good, Jim. Thank you. Got a used 9-cubic-foot chest freezer in very good condition. Got an older 16-cubic-foot upright freezer. Old, but works great. Still have that French door bottom freezer, stainless steel with French dispensers, near new. Two used side-by-sides, 122 and 125-cubic-foot. Got two used refrigerators with bottom freezers, 20 and 21-cubic-foot size. Used two-door top freezer. Got a used automatic washer, matched washer-dryer set. Got in a front-load washer that's near new. Used gas and electric clothes dryers in one used electric range in very good condition. Got lots of new ranges, gas and electric, and freestanding models on display. My Whirlpool, Maytag, LG, Frigidaire, and Amana. Full line of built-in cooking appliances are available in special order. Built-in ovens, cooktops, drop-in, slide-in ranges, and range hoods. Gas and electric water heaters are made in the United States, and we deliver, install, and take care of the service later. Do have some dehumidifiers in stock. Jim?
Very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. We mentioned a little while back that this month of October is, of course, pork month, and so this is the month that we celebrate all things bacon and ham and sausage and chops, whatever else your favorites are. But we have lots of things going on during the month of October to help celebrate some of those activities. You know, the month of October actually became Pork Month originally, basically because it was the time of the year when hogs were traditionally marketed. But today, that's not so much the case. They're marketed year-round, but it serves as a celebration to thank pork producers and share some of their stories with those who enjoy pork every day. In fact, Karen Richter, who's the National Pork Board President, she's from Minnesota. She says if you eat, you have a connection to the farmer every day. And October Pork Month is an opportunity to refresh that connection that consumers have with farmers. And, of course, she says they're committed to continuous improvement on the farms and to providing high-quality pork products for families across the United States and around the world. And to celebrate, we're kind of doing our part tomorrow. Tomorrow is the day that we will have a hog running around town. Don't worry. It's not going to stop traffic. It's not going to get caught in things. It's not going to terrorize the neighborhood. It will, though, be probably lounging peacefully in the back of a trailer, which is what usually happens. Everybody wants them to stand up all the time. Stand up so I can get a good look at you. Well, you know what? If you want him to stand up, you ask him. He doesn't listen to us. Well, tomorrow we'll have Herman out and about. Many years ago, we, for some reason, named our hog Herman. So it's Herman the whatever, 20-something or other. I can't remember how many years we've done this now. It's like 23, 24 years or something like that. But each year during Pork Month to help celebrate, we get a hog ready for market, and we take it around to a couple of locations here in town, and we give folks an opportunity to guess his weight. So Herman will be in a trailer tomorrow. And by the way, for folks that come out, they always ask us questions like, well, when was he weighed? Well, the answer to that is tomorrow morning. When we pick him up, he'll be weighed, and that'll be the most current weight possible, and that'll be the weight that you'll be guessing toward. We'll be at Hy-Vee here in Atlantic. We'll be out in front of the Hy-Vee store from 11 to 1 tomorrow, and then we'll have folks also at Fairway with the hog from 1 to 3 tomorrow afternoon. So we'll give you a couple of different opportunities, a four-hour time span there, 11 to 1 at Hy-Vee and 1 to 3 at the Fairway food store here in Atlantic, where we'll just be out front. You can't miss us. It's a hog, for crying out loud. You got to walk right by him to get into the store. So we'll be right out front. Swing on by and take a look and place your guess. That's all we ask you to do is just fill out a little card with your name, address, phone number, and then just guess the weight of the hog. And that's all you have to do. It's that simple. We'll drop it in the box, and then after we're finished with the promotion, then we'll go through all those entries and take a look and see if we can find one. Now, if somebody gets it right on the nose or is just the closest guess, then what happens is they will win Herman processed and ready for the freezer. We'll take care of the processing costs. We'll get a hold of the locker. All you have to do is get a hold of them to let them know how you want it processed, and then they'll take care of it from there. And in a little bit of short time, they'll give you a call and say, we've got it all ready to go. You can come pick it up. And we pick up the bill for that. So if you want to be a participant in that contest, it's just that simple. Stop to either one of those locations and place your guess. Now, we've had some wacky guesses over the years. In fact, we've had some people who came and said that they raised hogs for a long, long time, and then they take a look at the hog and they write down a guess, and then we look at it later and think, you did seriously raise hogs at one time? That's not even in the ballpark. Now, everybody has their ideas. So just drop that in there. Now, again, how the contest works is it's whoever's the closest. Now, there will be just one winner. So according to our contest rules, the winner will be the person who is the closest. And if there is a tie, because there's only one winner, then we will draw from those cards. Yeah, now, a tie means it could be multiple people having the correct guess. It could be multiple people being, you know, all the closest, say they're 2 pounds off or something. And by the way, for those who stop by to guess, I'll just give you a hint, too. It's going to be a number. It's not going to be and a half or and a tenth. We actually had somebody lose one year because they had the weight mostly right. They were off by half a pound. They put and a half a pound on there. They put, I don't know, pick a number, you know, like 350 and a half or something. And like the 350 or whatever the number was actually the winning number, but then they put the 0.5 on there, and that cost them because somebody else got it right. We'd have had a tie. But So don't do that. Don't do point anything. It's not a half. It's not a point. It's not nothing, okay? It's just it's a number, all right? Don't do half a pounds or quarter pounds or tenths of a pound, anything like that. Just keep it even like that. So make sure you stop on by and do all those kinds of things because we want you to have a chance to win. It's the easiest contest we run, quite frankly. All you have to do is stop by and drop a number on a piece of paper and your name and phone number, and that's really all it is. So take the time to do that tomorrow, and maybe you're going to be out shopping anyway or stopping by for lunch or something along those lines. So if you're going to be doing those things, stop by. Make sure you register and get that done. You might have a chance. You never know. You know, every year it seems like you have people all the time that'll do that. They'll stop and say, gee whiz, I don't know. I'm not going to do that because I have no idea. I'm not good at this. I never win anything. I have no clue what a hog weighs. And then they're the ones that nail it.
Yeah.
It happens all the time. So, you know, don't just walk by because you think, I don't know. Nobody's making fun of you. Just drop a note. Drop it on the card. You never know. It might be a good deal. And like I say, you're going to win all that pork generated from that hog. Bacon, sausage. Do I need to remind you?
Yeah.
Ham, pork chops, all kinds of good stuff.
And you're not losing a thing.
No.
You know?
No. All you lose is a couple seconds that it took you to look the hog over and jot that down. You're good. You're all right. You know, folks really do enjoy pork, though. According to the numbers, pork is the world's most widely eaten meat, representing 42% of the meat that's consumed. That's according to the USDA's Foreign Agricultural Service. They say some 81% of the population consumes pork in the home at least once in an average 2-week period. So whether it's, you know, bacon for your Sunday morning breakfast or maybe some sausage, maybe you're grilling something up, throwing some chops on the grill. Ham is always a popular favorite, especially when you get around some of the holidays, when you get a large group of people together. There are a lot of pork roasts that are consumed as well, so lots of different things. What do you think the top 5 most popular pork products are?
Bacon.
That's one.
Sausage.
That's two.
Ham.
That's the third one.
Probably say like pork tenderloin.
That's not one.
No?
No.
Ground pork?
No.
Pork chops.
There you go. Oh, pork chops. Yeah. That's one of them. The fifth one you won't get. So there's no sense in drawing it out anymore. According to those folks with the pork producers, the top 5 most popular pork products are ham, sausage, bacon, pork chops, and lunch meat. You'd have guessed all day and you wouldn't have gotten that. But there are a lot of different lunch meats that include pork in them. Mm. Of the pork products that are consumed at home, ham accounts for 31.1%, Sausage represents 19.6%. How did sausage beat bacon?
Are you kidding me? That's surprising.
That is to me, too. Bacon totals 18.1%. Lunch meat accounts for 10.3%. And pork chops round out the top five. Lunch meat actually surpassed pork chops on the list. Pork chops are number five with 10.2% of the pork that's consumed in-home is our pork chops. I don't know. I wouldn't be throwing lunch meat out on the grill.
No.
Pork chops? Absolutely. That alone makes it the winning number for me. But they do an awful lot. And pork producers, you know, according to the Pork Promotion Board, the pork producers say there are really six ethical principles that the National Pork Industry Forum has adopted. And these are kind of the guiding ethical principles of their We Care initiative to maintain a safe, high-quality food supply of pork. And that means pork producers are committed to those six things, including producing safe food, safeguarding natural resources and all industry practices, providing a work environment that is safe and consistent with the industry's other ethical principles, contributing to a better quality of life in communities, protecting and promoting animal well-being, and ensuring that practices to protect public health are followed. So that's a look at some of the things that the folks in the pork industry are asking us to think about during October Pork Month, as well as enjoying a lot of your favorite cuts as well. And again, don't forget, stop on by and see Herman, and then guess the weight of the hog. We'll have one winner. It could be you, but I hate to steal somebody else's slogan, you can't win if you don't play.
That's true.
So you got to stop by. You got to fill it out. Just take a guess, even if it's a wild guess. It doesn't matter. We'll be at Hy-Vee 11 to 1, Fairway 1 to 3. We hope to see you, and we'll have a winner, and we'll announce it Monday morning here on this program. We'll let you know who the winner was. So stop on by and enjoy. Well, maybe you'll enjoy lots of pork on us. I want to turn things back over to Kendall Warren. He'd like to tell you more this morning about W&S Appliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got freezers chest and upright by Whirlpool of Manna and Frigidaire. Sizes from 5 through and including 25 cubic foot available, and most of those in stock for quick delivery or pickup. Got lots of washers and dryers by Whirlpool, Maytag, Manna, and LG. Top load and front load with tub sizes up to 5.1 cubic foot. Stack models for those of you with limited space. We also offer Speed Queen washers, which are made in the United States. They carry a 3-year parts labored and home warranty service, 5 years on the washer motor, and 10 years on the washer transmission. Got lots of refrigerators in stock by Whirlpool of Manna, LG, Maytag, and Frigidaire. Got over 80 new units in stock, so good selections of model, colors, and prices. Of course, we do service what we sell. And stop and see us. It's Thursday, and I'll be there till 8 this evening. Jim?
Very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. You know, there was a time when I don't think pork was as widely consumed in the home as it is nowadays. I think it was a lot of it was because people were concerned about how it was prepared and to make sure that it was done safely. Well, you know, the folks with the Department of Agriculture now recommend an internal temperature of 145 degrees. That'll get you a flavorful and tenderful pork product on your plate, so it's a little bit more versatile than it used to be. It's certainly a little leaner than it used to be. It's just as good as you remember it, though. Kendall, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it very much. Hey, you go out, make it a great day, and God bless America.